One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Right, mate. Clodie, just before we start, just tell me, how well did that advert we did before the pod do last week?
Archie, it's funny you ask, because it actually did pretty well. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, did
which
it?
Which I was surprised by, but it did very well.
That surprises me as well, yeah.
Why? Did you not listen to it? Or
No, I always listen to the pod. Love doing is listening to myself.
Okay,
but
awesome.
No, but I never listened to the adverts. Any podcast I listened to before.
What, so you skipped
just skip it?
You skipped
yeah.
it?
Oh
God, that's,
yeah,
that's
but I guess, I guess we're doing one this week.
We are going to, well, yeah, I mean, it seems to be a good slot to do them.
Who's up? Who's up? Who's paying us the old cash?
B&B.
Okay. Well, it's not really much of an advertisement for me. Because
it's
not because I actually love their clobber. It's phenomenal. It's suitable for all occasions. Probably my favorite time to wear Bowflin B&B is when I'm on the common in the sort of 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, twilight zone.
Yeah, twilight zone, having a few Coronas. Yeah. And it is just phenomenal to wear. It's so freeing.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like I'm naked.
So you're still wearing it, what, into the city and also in your casual downtown?
Yeah, 100%. But I do love looking quite smart on the common between sort of 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
The
sun's going down.
Yeah.
You know, you look respectable.
Yeah.
And I've got my nice watch on. I've got my Bowflin Blake. People know that I'm successful.
Right. So if you want, you're saying if you want to be successful, if you want to be good looking, charming, all the rest, get some Bowflin Blake on you and you can't go too far wrong.
Yeah, and then what? There's a code, right? We've got to give them.
There's a code. Well, guys, if you want to get 15% discount off all their clothes, all you have to do is go into the Bowflin Blake website and put in the code LASH15. No rig biz, just LASH15.
I
think
like
they know.
That.
Yeah. They know you like to have it when you drink.
Yeah, I do love LASH. I mean, realistically, people buying Bowflin Blake shouldn't really use the 15% discount. They shouldn't be able to afford it.
More LASH, more LASH, more LASH, more LASH.
A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary?
Ladies and gentlemen, the sun is shining, the weather is sweet, and I will tell you something which will make you want to move your dancing feet. Mr. Archie Curzon is on my right-hand side once more for another episode
I
of the
am.
Rig Biz Podcast.
Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours!
How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, I got to say, I do enjoy a bit of Michael Jackson.
Really?
but yeah, I am, mate, strong as always.
Yeah,
you know, when the weather is good, I am good.
You're looking very tanned, actually. You have been out and about.
Yeah, I've been out and about. Really enjoyed Northcote Road this weekend.
Ugh.
What a place.
Yeah.
You could be in Portugal. With the weather like it was at the weekend, it was Mediterranean.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, earlier in the week, we were hit by the devastating news that the lockdown on the 21st is not being overturned.
And, mate, as CEO of Clapham, you know, I just want to say I'm doing absolutely everything in my power to get Clapham out earlier than the rest of the world.
Couple of messages to the old Eton
network.
I don't think,
looking at Clapham this weekend, that I could see anyone that was infected. I mean, everyone seemed pretty fit and healthy. That's the thing about Clapham. We don't have many wobbly chassis in Clapham.
No.
We don't have, you know, many diabetics.
No, we don't.
It'd be interesting to get that data and
see
what, you know, kind of percentage of Clapham is ill, because we could shift them out to Putney.
Yeah, well, that would actually be a very good idea, sort of a mass migration.
Yeah. But it's good to be back, mate. It's good to be back. And you know what? At least we've got the pod.
Yes,
and
true.
That is getting people through this.
I completely agree. You know, they may not be
we
able to go clapping.
We should take a commission on people. Everyone who listens to this should give us a quid at least. That's probably, what, 500,000 are listening to this per week?
Yeah, easy.
Right, well, we need to address the business model.
Do you
because
want to
we are getting them through this. And
we're doing a public service.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to look into that?
Or? Yeah. I'll look into it and then I'll talk to you about percentages.
Okay, cool.
But I'm probably taking the majority of it.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Just when you got the chat, you know, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
Okay. And obviously, devastating news though, like being serious, you know, Inferno's not opening up once more. You had your costume ready, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Disappointing because that would have been one hell of a night, but we will fund another date and
well,
we will attack it bigger, better, and stronger. And to be fair, I could probably get in even better shape for that date,
wow.
which is nice. Okay. You know, I'll just go
that's
back
giving
to
you
the drawing
motivation
board.
You need, really.
Might have a cheat week. Just, you know, relax and then back into it. Ow. That actually hurt my hand. That's how, like, strong I am at the moment. That's I'm getting a bruise.
Right, okay. You're sort of a wow. wild animal being wow. unleashed.
I don't know whether I should consider going back for rugby sevens. I'm in that good a shape. But look, I'm going to have my cheat week and then, yeah, we'll come back bigger, better, faster, stronger, and even more banter. We're still in the preseason's change and the chat has been up there, mate.
It really
Premiership
is.
Standard.
Well, talking about Premiership standard.
Champions Cup standard.
Great friend of
the show. Not World Cup standard yet.
Great friend of the show, Danny Kerr, in the semi-finals of the Prem for the first time in a while.
Mate.
Are you going to be going?
Just happy for Kezzy. Yeah, probably go. Probably get on it with the boys afterwards. Imagine if I do go, they want me about. I might even pop into the change room and say a few words.
Have you done a new mixtape for them? Or
I'm compiling at the moment quite a serious motivational CD-ROM for the Quins boys.
Just for the Quins?
Just for the Quins. Yeah, right, they're a London-based team and I want them to do well.
Is that going to be going on Spotify?
No, that's just, I'm charging them
for
directly.
Their ears,
yeah, exactly. Whoa, mate.
What?
That is one hell of a sound.
Well, mate, you said you had a huge announcement. I thought I'd match up with the sound.
Yeah, well done, Clody. I've got to give you your juice. Fair juice. Yeah. Write that down. Yep. Write that down because we need more sounds like that this podcast season. That was bloody good sound.
Okay.
Mate, I've got a huge announcement. This is probably the biggest announcement we've ever had on the Rig Biz podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm incredibly excited to hear
and,
what it is.
And to be honest, it's a treat for the podcast listeners. For the first 48 hours, they will have exclusivity to the website.
From when? From now?
From now.
Oh,
from now,
God.
Since they're listening. I have launched my own brewery.
We
have got our first lager coming out now. You can buy it now.
What's it called?
Only podcast listeners will be able to go onto it.
Is this serious?
Yeah, this is dead serious.
I've heard nothing about it.
It is called Morlash.
Morlash.
Yeah,
wonderful
because
name.
If there's anything you need right now as the world opens up, is Morlash.
Wow.
Exactly. It's a phenomenal lager. The way I put it is, if you ever wondered what a Rolex tasted like,
I have.
Well, now you do know. You can now go on the website www.morlashbrewery.com and you can order your case of lager, okay, to be delivered to you for the start of Q3. Start your Q3 correctly with Morlash.
So you can go on the website now and get your hands and order
only
Morlash.
Podcast listeners right now for the 48 hours till Saturday. And when it does go, there's only a limited amount, so it will go quickly.
Get
so you can listen
that.
To this, get on it ASAP. It is a lager for people who like the taste of success, like to look successful, and are successful.
Wow.
And there are two warnings on the can.
Go on.
First one is that it's not suitable for hockey players, and that is actually on the can.
That's actually physically on the can.
Yeah, I just want to make that apparent,
that's
okay? Because it's strictly not for people in Putney and play hockey. And secondly, of all, don't drink too much because it is not great for the chassis. Okay.
I think
it works out per can is about 90 kettlebell swings.
Right, okay. So drink responsibly, but enjoy it.
But guys, please go on the website, check it out. It is our first ever lager. There's more to come, and it is bloody good. C.H.A.T. Chat.
And am I right in saying that if these guys go on and get it now, there may be little treats hidden in places?
There may be.
Okay.
There may be. Yeah, no, there is.
I'll shave my balls, I'll shave my balls with Manscaped. I will shave my balls, I'll shave my balls, I'll shave my balls with Manscaped. I will shave my balls, I'll shave my balls, I'll shave my balls with Manscaped. I will shave my balls. Everybody's seen my balls before. In the winter, please ignore, 'cause they're hairy and quite scary. But now Sam is here, the cheekers will cheer, cause I no longer fear airy balls coming near. Cause I remember my Lola 3.0. My balls are no longer hairy, so cheekers come and go. Please come see me, baby.
Give yourself the best shot to bring something home this summer. Go to the Manscaped website and put in the code RIGBIZ20 to get 20% off and free shipping on all Manscaped products. It's summertime and time to get rid of that bush.
So, Archie, we have an incredible guest on the show today.
When do we not have incredible guests?
Well,
these
that's
days?
True, actually. That's a
but
very, very
this
good
guy
point.
Is, yeah, he's banter.
He's apparently the loosest person, like, you know, in the circles playing professional
yeah,
rugby
yeah,
now.
Yeah, mate. He's a chup chup boy.
Got his 50th cap for Scotland recently in the Six Nations.
He's a chup chup boy.
Yeah, he's
a chup chup boy.
He's a chup chup boy. Yeah, he's yeah, a chup chup boy. Well, it's obviously Mr. Ryan Wilson.
Ryan Wilson.
We should let everyone know. Scottish international, yeah. Glasgow captain.
So, a little warning, people might not understand him because his Scottish accent is pretty thick.
Right, okay.
and that's just a little tingle of banter at the beginning because you'll find out he hasn't actually got a thick Scottish accent. Yeah. That's just really good chat.
Let's get him in. There he is. There
Welcome.
He is.
Welcome. What a phenomenal lid.
Oh, Archie, mate, I've taken after you. I followed you on the ground, but you never followed me back, mate. And I saw your wig and started.
It's happening now. I'm happening now. Hold on. Let me just sort this out. This is a business meeting. Let's conduct it accordingly. If this was a normal business meeting in the city, we would be connected on LinkedIn. Got a blue tick. Why wouldn't I be following you back? It's a great connection. Well, mate, international, you know, rugby player, friends with, you know, some of the biggest rugby players in the world. This needs to happen. Business can resume. Welcome. Follow back. There's some great lighting going on there. Honestly, if we,
Freddie, mate, listen. I'm new to this podcast stuff, yeah. But
can you take a screenshot and send that to Wilson? You know, Wilson, because he'll probably use that on a dating app. Are you married, Ryan?
Mate, I'm afraid I'm married. Three kids, one more on the way.
Okay,
I know,
mate.
Don't worry.
That's exhausting.
How many kids you got, Arch, that you know of?
Mate, there was a time where I went to Thailand and I did enjoy a few Aussie cheekers.
Yeah.
So I'm
not sure they were cheekers.
I was going to say, those lot can't get pregnant, can they? Those ones that you mean over there?
I'll tell you a story. I went to Thailand to go meet my father, Alistair. You'd love him. Really good guy. Loves his rugger. He's known in Surrey. And I went to meet him, but unfortunately he got prolonged in Singapore. So I headed out for a night out with a couple of guys, met a couple of Aussie guys, and they just knew I played ruggers. You know, I had the arms, I had the pitter patter, and I also, you know, I went to the right school, so I had the chat. And we started doing some buckets. Anyway, I was in, you know, young guy, only 18. They take me to this nightclub, strip club.
The Red Bull buckets. Nice.
Fantastic place. They say to me, listen, we're going for a massage. I said, I've had a long flight. I need a massage as well. Because, you know, as an athlete, you do. Went into the back room of this particular club. And this lovely lady at the time, she asked me to take my clothes off, which is normal when you go for a massage.
Sports massage. Or
But she wanted me on my backside, which was quite weird. And she was massaging areas that I wasn't used to. I didn't know was needed for sport. It was exciting, I'm not going to lie. And things happened that, you know, regularly happened to me at boarding school.
Trigger points.
Then I thought, well, she obviously likes me. I'm not going to have to pay for anything here. You know, it's just naturally good looks. I just said, let's get down to it. You know, if you want to jump aboard the vibrator, welcome. And then she said she had to leave the room, which has never happened to me before with a girl. She came back in. I sort of clicked. I said, oh, sorry, are you a man? And she said she used to be. And I said, thank you very much for your services. and I gave her the money. She actually asked for money and I gave her money.
What an intro.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, no, it's good to be here.
Well, firstly, Ryan, it looked as if your international career was over. Only for you to be given the call-up for that incredible win against France in the Six Nations, where I believe you won your 50th cap, so congratulations. Can you take us back to how that late call-up came about? And more importantly, how loose the celebrations were that night in Paris.
trained over there with Glasgow. So Archie, you probably don't know. I play for a team called Glasgow Warriors.
Mate, I know. I've done my research, mate. I've done my research. Don't you worry. I know a lot more than you think.
Big on the Pro 12, I imagine. Big on the Pro 12.
Love that league. Love that league. I love Ruggers. All Ruggers I love.
That's good, mate. Well, listen, we went over there, Glasgow, trained against Scotland. I was training, obviously, with Glasgow against Scotland. One chance to go over there and get torn into the Scotland boys. I haven't been in the setup since the World Cup. Fallout from going on the lash too much, as you'd like to hear. So I haven't played for a while and went over there. I actually set Fotu Lokotui, the Tongan hammer, onto a few of the Scotland back row, thinking, this is it. You know, if he takes a few of them out, I can't do it myself.
Yeah.
He takes a couple of them out, there's a good chance I'm on the plane. And he did exactly that.
Top guy. You know, He could do some damage in the city.
A good team player, exactly. So you get these guys in the team. He took one of the boys out, Matt Fagg, and there I was. Next minute, on the plane to Paris, wearing all of another person's kit, you know.
The stash. It's all about the stash.
It's all about the stash, but it had all the wrong initials on it. You know, I had a little bit of LC on one, a little bit of MB on another. LC, I'm guessing, stood for loose.
Loose cannon. Loose cannon.
Yeah, loose cannon. Loose cannon. Got over there. 15 minutes off the bench. Basically won it for the team.
You did.
Was about an inch away from scoring, but thought, you know, I don't want to take this glory. I've only come in the setup last game of the Six Nations. If I had scored it, you know, the line might would have been all on me.
Yeah.
Not only 50th cap, but to win the game. So I went down a little bit early, just stopped an inch short of the try line. And for the boys to throw out Duhan van der Merwe, which I'm pretty sure is the reason he got picked for the Lions is from that try.
The way you've been instrumental in so many people's career in such a limited sort of a period of time in the Six Nations is quite extraordinary. And that is why we want you on the podcast. You're a guy that, you know, is obviously a professional rugby player, but can make people's dreams happen.
Exactly.
And that's brilliant. There's a business there. You could move down to London, you know, Rhino, and we could get you in the office and I could bring you into meetings and they'd be like, look, sorry, mate, who's this guy who looks like he's on his gap year? I say, hey, this is Ryan Wilson, 50 caps of Scotland, won Scotland against France the last game. What do you want in life? They say, listen, I want a boat in the Bahamas. I say, he'll make it happen. Talk to him, mate. For a fee.
Well, that's the role of a captain, you know, and that's, I think, why I'm captain at Glasgow Warriors, because I make things happen for people.
On and off the pitch.
Yeah,
To be honest, they should call. I mean, they call me the magician, of course, but that's what your name should be in the Glasgow team, because we both make things happen on and off the pitch. You know, I'm in the city, obviously, but you know, in what's the nightlife like in Glasgow? Loose.
Yeah, loose in a dangerous way though, like knives, sort of loose.
That is fucking.
Yeah,
loose.
That sounds like Streatham. That sounds like Streatham.
You would. I don't think you'd last long up here, Archie, mate. I think.
I hear that I've got quite a big fan base in the Gorbals.
Yeah, no, I believe you have. You know, your name's thrown about up here quite a bit.
Yeah.
In the rugby circles. So
I feel like I'm a man of the people. I would probably go out there wearing a Celtic shirt and just be confident in myself. And I back myself to go.
Your best Scottish accent, Glaswegian, if you can do it.
My best, okay, which, funny enough, my Scottish is also my South African accent as well.
Oh.
They're very similar.
Well,
yeah. Okay, I get it though. That was pretty good. I have to, you know, I have to speak with a Glaswegian accent when I go out, because this accent can get you into
a lot of trouble.
What is the deal with that? Because obviously we've had Jim, we've had Max on the pod. They've talked about it. Is it still a big thing? Because Jim and Max talked about the Scottish guys do find it difficult that, you know, an English guy is in the team.
Well, an English speaking guy.
English speaking guy. That's right.
Yeah, you went to public school in Surrey, to be fair.
Yeah, I did.
From Aldershot.
Exactly. I know. And I sound pretty Scottish. I mean, I've been here 12 years. It's starting to brush off a little bit, the English accent. But hey, my mother's from Motherwell. See, I'm Fear the Wheel.
Yeah.
I'm Fear the Wheel, big man. And when I'm out in Glasgow, I speak like that all the time. Great, big man, what's happening?
That is incredibly impressive, actually.
Have you ever been out on the piss in Glasgow?
Never.
No, I rarely venture out from Clapham, mate.
You went to Edinburgh Uni.
We've got it all here. Why go anywhere when you've got it on your front door?
Yeah, true, I suppose.
Have you been out in Clapham?
No, I don't think I have. I don't really
You grew up in Surrey and you never went to Monday Night Guildford or Inferno's on a Saturday night
Clapham. That's Guildford.
They're half an hour away from each other.
No. I did Guildford a few times. Yeah, I got beaten up in Guildford quite a few times. Good prep for rugby. No, I think Kensington floated around there a bit. Did a bit is it Bijou or
Bougies?
Bougie.
Yeah, great place. Some really good people in there. A really good set in there in Bougies.
Yeah, although they're my kind of people. I heard they were putting like Prosecco in the Dom Perignon bottles.
Yeah.
They got shut down for it.
Yeah. But to be fair to them, it made business sense.
Well, that's business. That's it. That's smart. That's profit margin. You imagine the margins you're making there.
When are you next down in London? We're taking you out in Clapham. You would love Northcote Road.
Mate, I'm down. I'm coming. Am I bringing the kids or am I coming on my own?
Come on your own. It's not a kid safe zone. We'll get Max. Do you know Max Evans?
I do know Max, yeah.
We'll bring him along.
He's loose as hell.
To be fair, I need someone else to be with me when I'm with Max. He does scare me.
Yeah, he's pretty loose. And you need to throw Tom, his brother, in the mix. Whoa. Hey, bring Nicole out, you know.
Why not? She'd love it.
Well, Ryan, talking about Dom Perignon, like, you're obviously great mates with Finn Russell, the magician, the wizard. Archie's currently in a legal battle for those names in rugby against Finn. But of all those big nights out you've had with Finn over the years, what has been the loosest? Because that boy likes to drink.
The guy looks like Bradley Cooper, a Bradley Cooper that hasn't gone to the gym.
Finn, you reckon?
Yeah.
I've done the hair like Bradley Cooper. I'm thinking
you do look like someone, but I can't place it. It's
time to let the old ways die.
That is nice. There's honestly, maybe not Clapham, but East London, you'd clear up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is Clapham? Is it a bit more preppy, is it?
Clapham is, you know, it's guys in Beaufort and Blake. It's chinos, no socks, boat shoes, deep Vs and Rolex watches. Again, a really, really good set. And if you like CrossFit, you will fit in very well, my friend.
You look like you've been smashing the CrossFit to be there.
Yeah, well, this shirt's very flattering. I'm actually a pre-C at the moment.
On to Finn. Let me think. We've had some good nights out in Japan, actually. World Cup. You know, that's one of the reasons I probably chose Scotland. You go for the coin or the lash.
Yeah.
You know, choosing Scotland, you're definitely going more lash factor. I think more you chat. Choose England for... Yeah, coin. What are you picking, Arch? Are you going for coin or lash?
Well, it's interesting.
You
can't...
I know you're going to say you've got both.
No. I think, you know, now, I've become very friendly with a lot of the Scottish guys. You know, Rory Lawson, Big Jim, Ryan Wilson, 50 Caps of Scotland, Glasgow Warriors captain, Max Evans, Tom Evans, Hoggy. I think I'd be good mates there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And I think if I had to pick to play with these guys or have bloody Owen Farrell, you know, telling me that, you know, he wants to do this drill. I'm like, listen, mate, I've been playing. I've been to private school since I was seven. I've been playing rugby for a hell of a long years than you, mate. I think that would just get a bit nagging. Now I'm thinking I could probably find a relative who's Scottish, come up there and just have some seriously good chat with Finn and the boys.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Japan. We've had a couple of loose ones in Japan. We found this dingy little bar. I won't tell you when because you might get in trouble. But it was a midweeker, disappeared, snuck out the hotel, found this dingy little bar in Japan. I don't know if you've been there, but there's some strange ones. You can walk into the wrong bar very easily. Mm-hmm. But this one was dingy enough. And yeah, we pretty much took over. I heard that Ugo had been on it before. Ugo actually joined us that night. He was in there with us. And Finn got pretty loose that night. He was behind the bar serving drinks all night. I think by the end, the bloke actually gave up charging us for drinks and just said, help yourselves. But the one thing that is, you know, really good of Finn, he always picks up the bill at the end of the night because he is on a lot of cash.
Yeah. Bit like you, Arch.
Yeah. Well, I
do. Do you pick up the bill?
No, because I'm saving at the moment. I'm undecided whether I'm going to buy a new watch or buy an actual property in Clapham. I'm in the renting market at the moment. So it's a tough decision. But about Finn, interestingly, I would like to know. Obviously, he's a real maverick of the Scottish team. In terms of like his persona, you know, he's called the magician, as am I. You know, I've got a real persona about me. But like, is that is that bought into by the team? I know obviously he had problems with Gregor Townsend. He came back in. He played an amazing Six Nations. He's an incredible player. But how much of that had the fact that the Scottish team like fit around him?
There was probably a little bit of an era where Gregor tried to push a game plan on him and Finn would say, no, this is how we want to do it. And I think that Gregor's definitely started to understand him a little bit more and go, actually, yeah, you know what you're doing. And Finn sees stuff that other people don't.
Like ghosts.
But yeah, more than that. But you'll know, I mean, your time of playing, you know, Club Footy down there, where is it? Clapham Falcons.
Clapham Falcons, mate. Still there.
Div 5, South West London. 3 plus 1,
still to go.
You'll know that, you know, people just play off you, I'm guessing. Are you a 10? You look like a 10.
Run the line. And it suits me because I'm very similar in the city. You know, again, I'm making things happen. It all comes naturally. I see things that people don't see.
Well,
like Jennifer in accounts shagging one of the guys on the Asia desk.
Right, fuck me.
I saw that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But now Finn can spot stuff, and he'll tell players, right, next one, I want you playing right flat up on the line, because then he puts those balls across. Like, you look at what he does at Racing with Zeebo. Mm. Boys just know exactly what each other are up to. So, yeah, boys are starting to learn a little bit more how Finn wants to play, and his boot's a dangerous thing. I can imagine you've got a pretty good pass on you with those arms. But
yeah, I can pass off both the left and right. It's on my CV.
Left and right foot?
Left and right foot, yeah. And also left and right play golf, yeah. So, you know.
Ambidextrous.
No, I'm not. I'm. Is that, what do you mean? I'm dyslexic. Commercial break.
Look good. Play good. Kezzy, get your head in the game. Smitho, you're playing bloody well, mate, but we need to improve that chat if you're going to be a starter for England. Marzi, mate, nothing. Do you want to come on the pod? Browner, unlucky, mate. Lads, all you got to do is score more tries. Remember that. The rugby pitch is very much like the city. It's not what you know, it's who you know, if you know what I mean. Quince, I believe in you. I'm Archie Cousin, and if I believe in you, then you should believe in yourself. Boys, now's the time to strike. Bitcoin is hot.
Ryan, Archie's been a long-time critic of Owen Farrell and George Ford. He thinks they're both incredibly boring. And he's even invested in a sort of a sleeping app through his company, AC Limited, where Farrell reads out his backs moves, and it's been incredibly successful so far.
It's been brilliantly successful. A lot of people have sorted out a lot of people's insomnia.
Yeah, so it's brilliant. Yeah. I know you've had your run-ins with, well, both of them. Can you take our listeners through the events which unfolded in the tunnel against England in 2018?
Oh, it was just a little bit of pushing and shoving, really. I think the whole thing was, listen, I take a bit of grief for my accent.
And Ryan, we don't like him. You can give it to us straight here, mate.
Yeah, I've got to be careful. But that, it got me banned from Twickenham, remember? Do you remember when we played?
Did it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We played down in the year after I injured my knee, and I went to do some corporate stuff, pick up a couple brown bags,
sure,
you know,
sure,
as you do.
Yeah.
And I had lined up a couple gigs and went to do something that was actually inside Twickenham Stadium. And the RFU, whoever was in charge there, someone had found out and said to whoever I was meant to be doing the corporate stuff for, no, we're not letting him in after what he said and did against England in the tunnel up at Murrayfield. We don't want him on the premises. But I made it my sole mission to go down there and make sure I got in. And obviously we ended up, we drew that game, didn't we?
Great comeback.
I think England were 40 something points ahead at half time and Scotland pulled it back. And I managed to get in the changing room. John Terry with the Calcutta Cup, got the photo.
Yeah. Full kit.
So snuck in and got into the tunnel.
You got a history of doing that.
Few pictures and happy days.
But surely, is that like, surely that's psychological warfare? Like, I'm all for that. There's a couple of guys in my office who, you know, are doing exceedingly well. And I don't want them to do well. So psychologically, I'll say stuff to like, all right, Rufus, you've put on a bit of weight. And that, you know, those kind of mental games are, you know, that's what keeps me sharp. Surely you're targeting two guys who are quite emotional and insecure because of various body reasons.
That's pretty much what I did to George Ford. We're walking down and I'm going, mate, look at the state of your arms. They are skinny. They're skinnier than Finn Russell's.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Hold on. Is he digging my arms? You know, you go muscle. You go, yeah, you're tiny. You're looking tiny, mate. That's what I've given to him. And then all I've heard is this northerner come steaming down the tunnel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
With his boring haircut and his, all right, Owen, here he comes. You can't serve up. You can't say that. No talking in the tunnel. No running in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man.
Yeah, I've got a shove in the back and I'll, there you are. And that's who I was looking for. Yeah. That's who I was looking for. And listen, I'm a smart man. You know, I hedge my bets. I thought, pick on Ford. Probably not going to lose that fight. I hope I wouldn't. By the time Farrell bowls in, some of my mates will be around me and I'll be safer.
Well, mate, you could take Farrell out any day.
But that obviously threw them, right? So that's part of sport.
Genius. Hang on.
So what we're coming back to here is, so who won that game for Scotland that day?
Ryan Wilson,
the dream maker. The newest member of AC Limited. If you want your dreams made, then why not join the Ryan Wilson Brigade? We'll set it up.
Mate, I'm not Make-A-Wish, just as a person.
You're like Jimmy Savile, but without
without the problems on
the
side.
Problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like Jimmy Savile in his pomp.
You're not like Jimmy Savile, but you are. You make wishes come true.
Have you got a Soho House membership?
I haven't, but I've heard a lot about it. I tried to go there once. I'd actually text Max and,
Max can't be a member there, can he?
Jim's a member. Big Jim.
Is that the one with the swimming pool on the top?
Yeah. Oh. So, but the Ned, you'd love the Ned. That's got a swimming pool on the top, and you can come anytime.
Ryan, Archie's only ever been cited once, and that was for breaking the wage cap for Division 5 South West London, where he paid himself a massive bonus for securing survival in the league in 2018, I believe it was. Yeah.
I don't want to go into that.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've ever been cited for, if any?
There's been a few, but the most ridiculous was... grabbing Lee Dixon's testicles. Supposedly, I got cited. Yeah, playing Northampton Saints European Cup. As most annoying little nines are annoying people.
Yeah.
And he's like crawling around the back, just trying to harass the number eight. And as a number six on that day, my job is to look after him. So I've just reached back and taken a grab at whatever I could really, and you know, unluckily. Grabbed the hold of his testicles. It was quite a strange ordeal. I had to go down to Heathrow. That's where the sighting commissioner is most of the time. Down to Heathrow with a lawyer, the whole lot. And sat in a room full of very serious men asking me exactly
what happened.
That sounds
like the Ned.
Well, the strangest one was that they actually had to phone Lee Dixon during this hearing. So I'm sat there. And they're like, right, we're gonna give Lee a call. So they phone him, and he answers the phone, and they say, hi Lee, whoever it was, a Welsh bloke. And they weren't finding any of this funny. And I'm like, I think there might be a hidden camera in here. This is getting ridiculous. And they said, Lee, can you please tell us exactly where he grabbed you? And he said, oh, well, you know, down in the lower region.
Nether regions.
and the man said, no, we need to know specifically. Where he grabbed you, was it penis or, and I'm like, I'm on the brink here. I'm like ready to go. And he said, I'm really sorry. I can't really talk about it. I'm at a kid's birthday party. And that was it. I'm like, then I started to giggle. Obviously this is brilliant. This is hilarious. They're going to laugh. Deadly serious, but hey, got away with it.
Talking about crazy though, who's the craziest person you've ever played with? I'm guessing Langy comes into the picture.
Yeah, Langy Hapakui, he's up there. He's a madman. He's on the pitch and off the pitch. I've seen him in a nightclub drunk, and things can get ugly. This bloke's looking at you, Arch. He's three times the width of you, which is difficult because you've got some broad shoulders.
That's big. That
nearly as broad
big.
As mine, these slopes. But he is a big man. Gang tattoos. He was actually, what is he? He's a blood. You need to get this right because he will be on the phone to me.
He's a blood. Is that
like, no, he's not. Oh my god, no, he's not. No, he's a crip. He's a crip because he never puts C and K together in any of his sentences, because CK means crip killer. So yeah, he's a pretty serious bloke. But one night we were in a nightclub in Glasgow, and Langy lost his grill. What, as you do?
What? Sorry, the cooking grill.
Teeth.
Okay.
His grill, not his teeth. I don't know if you're aware, but these American gangsters wear a gold metal plate over their teeth sometimes. You know, as you do. Yeah, just
like,
as you do.
It's like having an expensive watch.
Yeah, well, I guess so. I'm surprised you haven't seen many of them down in Clapham, in Infernos, as you're saying, but.
I do think I know a few guys from the Crips. Is that, where did he go to school? Is that a boarding house?
No, somewhere in America. I'm not sure. Well, I don't think it was a boarding school that he went to. But listen, it must be quite an expensive bit of kit because he's lost his head. He's lost his head and he's looking for his grill. It takes a lot of men to get Langy out of the club. And yeah, you don't want to get on the wrong side of him on a night out. He's a powerful man. Could have made it in the NFL, you know? Could have made it in the NFL.
Well, you're still thinking about going out there, aren't you?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
For NFL or MLR?
Well, look, they're both... I mean, the MLR, it seems like it's free money. And I'll just go and play. I mean, you could be 45 and still go and play there. You know, look at Ashley Cooper. I mean, he's sitting there on the wing. Would you go and ever do that?
Are they getting paid, though, Arch? That's the question. Because I'm hearing they're just... That's a bit of you. They're throwing F45 franchises about.
I've heard that there is zero coin there. And that's from a good source. I'm talking Benders told me. He got offered a chance to go out there. Benders ain't going for something that doesn't start with a two. And with a couple of zeros. And they ain't offering that.
F45 franchise, though, that's what the Guillotinis are throwing around. That's
me and Haskell.
That's CrossFit,
that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, me and Haskell have a number of franchises. Yeah. It's a lot, make a lot of money. Yeah. Me and Haskell.
Well, Haskell does, yeah.
Me and Haskell, the fridge, are making a lot of money from that. Let me tell you. Oh, that guy is we're a very successful duo, me and Haskell.
Well,
he's got a lot of fingers and a lot of pies.
Well, and I know you're a big Chelsea fan. We had Wayne Bridge on the podcast last series. And yeah, he told a brilliant story. I mean, he's fucking loose, that guy. Very loose. And such a legend. He told a brilliant...
Not as loose as Monty Panesar.
No, he was loose. He told a brilliant story from Danny Kerr's wedding where he got Jordan... Oh, sorry, Foden's wedding where he got Jordan Turner Hall so pissed that he threw up all over himself. But I've heard that at John Barkley's wedding, you were pretty loose yourself. Can you let us know what happened that day?
John Barkley's wedding? Yeah. Oh, they all merge into one weddings for me.
Were you there at the wedding?
Were you dressed up as a granny or was I just seeing it wrong on the day?
Yeah, how the hell do you know that?
He honestly, the guy knows some very weird... He watches a lot of YouTube.
I was wearing a kilt and yeah, just... It was pretty early on, actually. I don't know where or how it came across, but I found some, like, a pearl necklace, an old grey wig, like a woman, like an old granny's outfit, and just
stuck went with it
on and went fully into character for like 4 to 5 hours.
That is commitment. That's honestly why I think you'd love Infernos, because you can go as anything and anything goes. It's a phenomenal place.
That's why I'm growing the hair at the moment, to be honest. But yeah, that's strange. I couldn't even remember that.
Well, also another one which you may want to answer.
I've got to be careful. Remember, I'm still playing.
Don't worry. This one's perfectly legal. Don't you worry about that. We're not going to bring out what happened in the Batman outfit unless you want us to. Do you want us to run?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, not
because
yet.
Archie loves to get dressed up as Jared Butler from 300 every theme night.
Yeah.
You like to dress up as Batman, and you got a bit too into character one night, but we can't talk about it.
No, we can't. No, that's okay. One.
Ryan, don't worry.
That's for the book.
Does he have jet? Does he have no jet? Does he have jet? Does he have no jet? Does he have jet? Does he have no jet? Gonna ask those questions now. Does he have jet? Does he have no jet? Does he have jet? Does he have no jet? Does he have jet? Does he have no jet? Gonna ask those questions now.
We're just gonna play a quick game of chat or no chat. It was a game invented a couple of weeks ago. I will read out 10 players and say, well, you tell me if they're good value blokes or not, if they got good chat or not. So Kezzy's already got the record. What did he get? I think he got 7 out of 10, no chat. So
yeah.
Quite a lot of the people he played with there, no chat. Here we go. Owen Farrell.
No chat. Yeah.
Peter Omani.
No chat.
Van der Merwe.
No chat.
Andy Goode.
Chat.
Dylan Hartley.
Chat.
Maro Itoje.
No chat.
Connor Murray.
No chat.
Bundyaki.
No chat.
Worst chat ever, Bundyaki, was it?
Boss, stinking.
Courtney Laws.
Right in the middle. I don't know him well enough. I mean, we're just very aggressive with each other when we come across each other.
That's like
there's
a
not a lot of chat. It's more physical, less chat.
Nathan Hughes.
Chat, because he's actually Fijian. He's a good boy.
Just to finish up, if you had to pick one moment in your career which you could relive over and over again, what would it be? And also,
apart from this podcast.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And also, what is the biggest regret in Ryan Wilson's life?
Being a forward. I should have been a back. Look at the state of these hands. Look at the grips. Whoa. Look at that one. That's forward for you. That's when.
Although
you
that
just
could be handy on a night out.
Look at the thickness of that.
Oh, oh wow!
Shouldn't have started that.
Jesus
that
Christ!
Is
handy it always like that?
Out. Yeah. Always like that.
Yeah.
Christ, sort of looks like while you got in it in the vibrator arch.
I'm just
so hey, leave the toothbrush at home, people. Wilson's yeah. here.
That's it. That would be your nickname, and the Falcons would be like, "Oh, toothbrush is here. Get it out." And it whoa.
What is your biggest highlight today? What about that Monaco weekend with Finn?
That's up there. Actually, that is yeah. How do you know about that as well? That is one of the highlights of my career. Going to the awards dinner, the Monaco awards dinner for the rugby world awards dinner. We listen to this, Arch, mate. This is good. We play Australia at Murrayfield, packed out. Mm. All flower of Scotland, like giving it some. Yeah. We batter the Aussies. We win. We go on the piss. We kick the arse out of it, right? Finish up early doors, 4 or 5 o'clock the next morning. Little did everyone know that it was the end of the autumn tests and the rugby awards dinner was on the next day. Private jet. Sat in Edinburgh Airport waiting for myself, Stuart Hogg, Finn Russell, and Ali Price. Okay. The PJ's there. The PJ's there. Mm. The Cavorsier's on ice.
Ugh, of course it is.
I don't know whose plane it was, but it was stocked to the hills with booze. We've opened up the sides of it and we're like, what is going on here? Plates, cutlery, the full Monty, brekkie on the plane, hadn't slept, straight into Monaco. Well, straight into Nice. Finn's trying to get us on the choppers, but you know the black Mercedes buses have pulled in. They've taken us straight into the port. Met up with a friend of mine who's a yacht broker, Russell Crump of all men.
Oh, Crumpy! Yeah, I think I'm connected with him.
Edmundston Yachts. He took us out on the business card. We didn't even go to the hotel. To be fair, we turned up late for the awards dinner. And it's black tie. Everyone is in there. I think Princess Charlene of Monaco was doing a speech on stage. And myself, Finn, and Ali Price, Stuart Hogg had already gone ahead because he was worried. I think he thought he was winning an award. Have rolled through the door, acting as if we were James Bond, mate. We've got the tuxedos on. We're going through the hallways. Bing, ding, 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 ding. Kicking doors open, rolling out the lift. Like, pretty pissed. And have rolled into this thing. Middle speech. And... oh, yeah, the looks we got. But then we carried on. We got to the table. Eddie Jones got coach of the year and got booed a little bit by someone, not sure who, which riled up the England boys. And again, listen, that the year after was when all the tunnel incident happened. I think it stems from that. So again, just a little one. Just
small
a little,
moment.
Here,
just
England.
Little gains. That you saw that. And you thought, here's my opportunity mentally, I'm going to get in their head.
Yeah, and I did it. And I did it. But what a night. I mean, I remember, we ended up pretty late. And Rory Best found me lying outside a bedroom at about 4:30 and was like, we're heading out. And I'm like, out? He's like, mate, we're going out at 4:30 in the morning. I'm walking along with Rory Best to the Raskas. And we're walking down. Who's on the way home? Finn Russell is on the other side of the road. Finn, turn around, sir.
With a chica?
No chica. I think he had his own chica then. But yeah, we went out and carried on. And the hangover. Holy hangover, man, the next day.
That's got to be up there. That's It's probably the best story in the pod.
Yeah, that is incredible.
That is
no private jet home though. Where, only fear.
Listen, on a serious note, when am I coming up for the end of season D? That's what I want to know. Come on, bring me in there. Am I infamous in the Glasgow squad?
Oh mate, they don't stop talking about you.
A lot of the Tongan guys would get my humour.
Mate, as long as you eat dogs, you're in.
Ryan Wilson, you've been absolutely incredible, mate. Thank you so much for giving up your time. Looking forward to seeing you for a bit of a lash when we all can.
You better get down to Clapham this summer. Leave the kids, leave the wife, get to Clapham. We're going out.
I'm there, boys, without a doubt.
Thank you so much, Ryan, mate.
I hope. Can you hear that, mate?
What are you doing?
I'm applauding. I'm still up.
You're doing
a
standing ovation.
Yeah.
Who's that for?
Well, Ryan Wilson, mate. Runner. Bloody good boy.
Yeah. He was brilliant. Yeah.
What did I say? I said he's a chup chup boy.
You did say he's a chup chup boy.
He's a chup chup boy.
And he was wonderful. I mean, those stories are incredible.
Yeah. And that is somebody that I would employ. That's the kind of caliber of person I'm looking to join my business.
Are you serious about making him?
Yes. Very, very serious. Really? He's got a couple more years playing. You know, in second tier rugby in Scotland, and then he'll come back down south naturally, and I'll set him up with a desk, and he will go on to be quite successful.
I'm surprised you didn't.
He will go on. I might even go to the bookies and say he will go on to make millions in the city.
He will go on to make millions. He's a rainmaker. He's a dreammaker.
He is a rainmaker. He's got natural charisma.
Yeah.
That's what you like to see.
Well, Archie, before we get into another installment of Clubhouse Stories and we go down the lane to find out about another person meeting a wonderful famous rugby player on a night out, we've got to mention the wonderful guys from Suns who have got this incredible product. I know you started taking it this week.
Are they back? Are they?
They're back. But obviously, you started taking that wonderful new product.
Mate, very good for the gut.
Yeah, the probiotic, which is giving you... Have you noticed it helped you with a couple of percentage?
Actually, mate, I've got my stools here to show you. Hold on.
Oh, no, please.
No, mate, I have. Hold on. Just 2 seconds.
Where are you going? What?
Here.
Oh, mate, that's disgusting.
That's solid, though.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, but do you have like a week before's example or not?
No, I don't have. I only got it this week. That's fresh this morning.
Right, okay. That's quite something.
I just brought it to show you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it looks very... Yeah, yeah. Well, not inside. Can you take it out with you?
Put it in the sink.
No, don't put it in the sink, for fuck's sake, mate.
That's what... I don't know if we're recording, mate. That's you should tell people that it's bloody good for your gut.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you think? Well, I actually, you know, got a very bad gut just historically.
That makes sense. I have seen your diet.
Yeah, and I've started feeling better since I've started taking it last week. I'm not even joking. Like, I would say that, besides the fact the hair or not. But you, have you found an extra couple of percentage?
Yeah.
Because obviously it's meant to sharpen the mind, sharpen the chest.
We're coming to the close of Q2, and that has given me a little advantage over people in my office.
Well, 70% of your immune system is in your stomach, and as we battle a possible third wave, you want to be strengthened and ready to go in the business, sporting and life at home. So guys, go to the Suns website and get hold of their incredible new probiotic Suns Live Bacteria Supplement. It's clinically proven to treat digestive troubles and improve your gut, mental and physical health.
Is there a code?
Yes. So go to the Suns website.
There's always a code.
And put in the code RIGBIZ25 to get 25 quid off your first order. Now let me tell you, 1 month's only about 30 quid. So for the price of a fiver, you're getting a whole month of great
stools.
Wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you met that rugby player. Fucking see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you got pissed with that rugby player.
So Archie, today we bring you another...
Are we here at Clubhouse Stories?
We're back.
I absolutely love this section of the podcast.
Okay.
It is, it's bloody good pitter-patter.
Yeah.
And I'm even enjoying it more than last season.
Well, I don't know.
Who have we had so far? Mario Toji?
We've had Toji, the fridge. Tommaso Allen.
Yeah. Who's that? That's the guy from last week.
Italian. He wants to come on the pod. He's a listener.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. How many followers has he got?
About 20,000, 30,000.
We're talking about
it. He's just joined Quinn's, though.
Okay, but we're getting the big dogs at Queens. Okay. We're getting the Kersey's.
Well, the person...
Potentially the Marlers.
Yeah, well, the person the story about today is he an enemy of yours? I don't know. Mr. Andy Goode. And it comes from a certain Chris Marriott.
Oh, Goody. Well, let me tell you about Mr. Goody.
Go on.
He didn't want to come on the pod, mate.
Well, yeah, he lied
he
about a contractual obligation.
He realized that we had too much banter for him. You know, he's giving all the big ones on the rugby pod. Yeah, but mate, come on the real pod. Come and see what we talk about here, mate. Come and see if you can cope with the old magician. And he didn't fancy it.
No, he didn't.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. I dread to think what it'd be like in Curzon's cave. So this one comes from Chris Marriott.
Ah, mate. Easy nickname. Hotel.
What?
Yeah, Marriott Hotels. Oh, good. There he is. Hotel. Oi, hotel. Get your dick out. That's what that. And I reckon he quite liked that chat. But can I just say, that's only that kind of chat happens on rugby tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And
of
that,
course.
You know, that's not normal.
Where hotels are in abundance.
Yeah. Or if you're absolutely smashed at Inferno's.
Well, he says, good afternoon, the magician. Trust my correspondence finds you well.
Very, very nice. I love what he did there. Beautiful. Yes, it does find me very well.
Keep this anonymous, if you will. Well, a bit too late for that.
Too late, hotel.
Too late, hotel. About 10...
Should have said that right at the beginning. Yeah. Rookie error. Have that in the title.
Subject line.
Subject line, yeah. Well, yeah, I normally, when I'm speaking to clients, would just go, urgent. In big capital letters, and then they open it. It's not urgent, but I just got their attention. Boom! You've been BD'd.
That's a great... Is that on the Triple H double
pitch? Yeah, that is, and that's a free tip for everyone.
Okay, well, he says, about 10 years ago on a Monday night out in Tiger in Portsmouth.
Ooh.
VIP section, of course.
Yeah, okay. Hotel knows how to get lashed.
The uni rugby team and I bumped into the majority of the Bristol rugby team. Needless to say, they were absolute demons on the sesh.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine the Bristol boys do love a few birrios.
One of my mates was speaking to Andy Goode, the legend.
To be fair, I reckon Goody would be quite good to talk to on the old piss.
And he beckoned...
He knows how to piss, mate.
Yeah. And he beckoned me over.
He's a piss artist.
I walked up and Mr. Goode slapped me in the face and said, you're just a fresher to me.
Ah, classic uni banter. That's quite good uni banter.
Is it?
Yeah. That's like university banter, which is just below before you go to like city banter.
Okay.
So that's deemed acceptable in university circles, that kind of chat.
Okay. He then proceeded to annihilate our social secretary in a boat race and finished by saying, why do you think I'm so fucking fat?
Okay, yeah, you see what he's done? He's nullified their abuse because he's caned them on the old lagers. And then they're going to say, all right, Goody, you're a fat knacker. And he'd be like, well, reason why, mate, because I can drink my piss.
Well, but...
Quite good on the piss chat.
Bar the physical assault, it was a fantastic night. Love and champagne, Mr. Chris Marriott.
Is that it, Freddie?
That's it.
Oh dear. Okay, write something that. Write this down.
Yep,
Do not let the hotel email us again. That is terrible banter.
Block his emails.
Yeah, that's some of the worst chat we've had this season.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah,
it's probably the worst.
It's short. Ever. There's not much to it. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of story that the guy in my rugby team, no chat, Pat, would tell me, and I'd be like, right, mate, it's time for you to go home.
Yeah.
Like you've had three beers, mate, but we're going to Inferno's now.
The fact we let him on the pod is something.
I think we need to employ someone to filter through the emails.
No, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, because I'm way too busy. I should write that down.
Yep.
Write down email Tanya in the morning.
Email Tanya.
And get her to sift through. Cancel that. She doesn't have that kind of chat.
Okay.
Through that chat, mate. Okay. Write this down.
Yep.
Write this down. Get Clefty. You connect with Clefty on LinkedIn tomorrow and explain what he has to do. He will do it. He will love hearing all like the stories. And that will actually give him quite good chat on a night out. So and just tell him it was from me.
Okay.
I'm too busy to write that. And if you can't, email Tanya to email Clefty and relay that message.
Okay, it's a lot. Okay, I'll do that in the morning.
Perfect.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Ring Biz Pod.
Oh,
Rhino's such a good guy. We've got to get him down to London. But you're going up to Glasgow for the end of season.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that this week?
No. I think...
I saw on Instagram. I think they're partying this week.
Oh, missed it.
Yeah.
Missed it. That's
you weren't invited,
shame.
Were you?
No, I think I was. I think I was, but I get so many DMs on my Instagram, mate.
Oh, okay.
It's a joke.
Okay.
It's a joke. And it takes me a while to get through. Actually, I'll probably write that down, talk to Tanya in the morning about doing that.
I'm running out of paper here.
Yeah. But yeah, great pre-season pod. We've got one more pre-season.
We've got one more praise.
And then we go straight into the Lions tour, mate.
We've got a...
That's going to be bloody good chat.
Yeah, we've got an international
How are you
legend.
Feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling ready, a bit tan, ready to go. Shame about Inferno's, but you know,
I'm feeling great, mate. Feeling great. Thanks for asking. Feeling very strong and confident about the season. I think of that match, we probably conceded a couple of tries.
Okay.
Not going to lie, but... Naturally, that's what happens. You know, we're about to go into a season.
Yeah.
People, it's been quite an intense training.
It has. And it's kind of the bit where you're knackered at the end of the week.
I'll sit down with the boys, and it's more of a quiet drink tonight. You know, it's you know, put my arm around a few of them and say, listen, yeah, you've got a lot more in the tank, but that was a pre-season. We don't want you getting injured. And we go into next week, and boom. That's the performance we want before we head into the full season and go for promotion.
It's sort of like a carve around the campfire.
Yeah.
Rather than like a big night out.
Exactly, mate. Just in quiet words. Mate, I've actually got a shoot. I've actually got a call with America.
Well, business.
Yeah. Well, always business, mate.
Okay, sir.
But before I go, just a quick one. Just remind everyone in the podcast. And when I go, can you just reiterate this?
Yeah,
as well?
Sure.
Right. I would say write that down, but I'm hoping you can remember this.
Okay.
But just go on www.morelashbrewery.com. This is a treat for all the millions that listen to the podcast. You will get first dibs before it goes out on Instagram and around socials. So you have 48 hours to buy more Lash and taste success.
So taste the greatest beer which has just been born, brewed from Clapham, made by the CCO. It's going to be incredibly exciting. I can't wait to get my hands on. Did you bring me a sample?
No, because limited amount, and really it is for chassis, mate.
Okay. All right,
but if you do well, there'll be a can at least for you.
Well, great. I can't wait to get my hands on it.
You still got to put on a performance, mate.
Okay.
That's your bonus.
Okay. Well, next week we're joined by an incredible international talent.
It's unscientifically proven to improve your chat.
Well, guys, don't forget to go in the bio below and check out everything from the wonderful guys from Beaufort and Blake Sons, Morelash Brewery, and of course, Manscaped.
Morelash Brewery is the one we're putting through.
No, I know, actually.
That's why it wasn't at the beginning of the podcast.
No, I know, actually. I was just thinking, like, Manscaped, June, 30 degrees, people's bushes must be stinking. I mean, it must be horrible.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like,
but then again, what's nicer on a hot day? A cold lager.
They go hand in hand. You can be wearing your Beaufort and Blake shorts. You could get your balls trimmed. Your gut's feeling incredible.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're about to sip on the most premium lager ever invented.
We are bloody kind people.
We are. We're giving literally free stuff away every single week.
Right. I've got to go, mate. But look, great chat.
Mate, good to see you. See you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.